AP Radio News. I'm Rita Foley. Nightmare in California. It was raining heavily when a bridge collapsed on the busy Interstate 10 highway connecting LA to Phoenix. One driver hurt, others stranded. Interstate 10 is closed in the area, which is about 50 miles west of the Arizona state line. Terry Kazinga is with the State Transportation Department in California.
We've had a complete collapse of the eastbound lanes on the 10 and an extreme undermine of the westbound section of the 10. There is no access to traffic at all.
This forces drivers to go hundreds of miles out of their way to get where they're going. The young gunman who killed five military service members in Chattanooga last week had been treated for depression when he was 12 or 13, according to a family representative, who says he also battled drug and alcohol abuse and spent time in Jordan last year to try to clean himself up. Meanwhile, the father of murdered Marine Lance Corporal Squire Wells says his son, nicknamed Skip, wanted to make a difference.
Skip has always wanted to be a part of the Marine Corps and help protect this country.
What should the Republican Party do about Donald Trump? He's not apologizing for criticizing Senator John McCain's Vietnam War service.
He's a war hero because he was captured. I like people that weren't captured, okay? I hate to tell you.
Republican officials are privately worrying about the damage Donald Trump could do to the party as it tries to win the White House. As of this morning, the U.S. and Cuba have restored full diplomatic relations. Each country now has an embassy in the other country's capital. Congress has 60 days now to review the nuclear agreement with Iran. The clock starts ticking today. The State Department has sent the agreement to Congress. And banks are open in financially struggling Greece this morning for the first time in 3 weeks. This is AP Radio News. The full transcript from a 10-year-old court case involving Bill Cosby reveals a lot more about his womanizing than we knew. Our Ed Donahue's got the details.
There is no clear evidence that shows Cosby committed a sex crime. He claims on one occasion he and his accuser engaged in sexual contact, taking her silence as consent, saying he went into an area between permission and rejection. Later that night, Cosby said he tried to resume contact, but she said no, and he pulled back. The transcripts also show Cosby's wife Camille knew about this case, but he said he hid cases from her, funneling hush money to women through accounts that Mrs. Cosby would not see. I'm Ed Donahue.
A new AP poll finds that 42% of Americans support same-sex marriage and 40% oppose it. Last month, the Supreme Court legalized gay marriage nationwide. I'm Rita Foley, AP Radio News.